Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
I did not tell you guys yesterday about my narrow escape from disaster.
What?
Disaster?
Yes, disaster. Serious.
So not like an accident or a mistake, disaster.
I was in dire need of something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was in a dire situation.
Dire.
I'm using the word dire a lot.
I see that.
Yeah.
It sounds very serious, but I was very nervous as I walked into a Walmart because I didn't know if I was going to be able to cure my problem. And it was very scary.
Walmart cures all problems.
Yes.
Or it causes them.
Sometimes you need money for that, too. And that's where the whole problem came in.
Ooh.
Over the weekend in relation to my butt. Good morning, everybody.
Your butt?
Yes.
What?
I don't want to clap for that.
I'm not clapping.
I'm like, hold on. Your butt. Yes, Zach.
Yes. I saw you clapping, Monica. I was like, hold on, no. I need to hear more.
I had what was almost a butt-related disaster over the weekend. And I can't believe I forgot to share this with everybody yesterday.
Oh, God.
So, good morning. K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine. And we share the grimy, dirty, harsh details of life. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
As you know, I went to a food-related gathering festival. I don't know what you want to call it.
Food fest. It's all kinds of stuff.
It's this thing, chefs, they all get together. So it's not for the public. It's not a big food festival, but they all get together. Yeah. They party. And it's called Lambstock.
All right.
Because it is in a lamb field. All right. This is a farm where they raise very good lambs that go to restaurants and everything. So you camp out in this field or you get an Airbnb nearby if you're me. But you hang out outside the whole time.
Yes.
As you guys are all very well aware right now, it is stupid August hot right now.
Very warm.
Hot, yes.
Very
humid,
warm.
Dumb, all of those things very that sweaty. Cause you when you're sweaty and standing around and walking around a lot all day and all night to have what's known as chafing.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, no.
Chafing.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Okay. I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry.
Well, I hope God hears you and you will be the next person. So I had a little bit of chafe going on in the area.
Okay.
And I said, whoa. You know, see, everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, it kind of just hit me. I'm like, I don't really want to walk around or sit around. I got to do something about this.
Uh-huh.
So I go back to, again, everyone else is camping. Thankfully, I had an Airbnb because I'm like, man, I got to take a shower.
Yeah.
Maybe get some Vaseline, Aquaphor, or something
like
that.
You need the baby butt rub.
Well, yeah, and exactly. So I go back, and of course, I have minimal supplies because I'm just out in the middle of nowhere. And I go back, and I take a shower, which I will say... had a bit of a burn to it.
Oh, that's good.
Just because.
Oh, well, it was just because of that.
Right. Uh-huh. And so I have Aquaphor, which is like Vaseline.
Yeah. Yep.
And I apply that liberally. And I think to myself, it's not enough, man. What I need is the fresh, cooling cover of baby powder.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any baby powder. I need to go to Walmart. Thankfully, there is a Walmart nearby.
Oh, there you go.
It's like 5 minutes away. I'm like, boom, got it. Going into Walmart. Let's go. Park the car. No wallet.
Ooh.
Wallet's back on the farm. Really don't want to go all the way back to the farm to get the wallet, to go all the way back to Walmart.
Yeah.
Again, to move back and forth. Uh-huh. That's a lot of, because now I'm on fire at this point.
Yeah.
I need this powder.
Well,
this is like the cooling grace. You root through the car like an animal trying to find any change that you can find whatsoever.
You're like a raccoon scavenging through your car.
I'm like a hunting dog trying to... What about one of those pigs that tries to find truffles? I mean, that's what I'm doing. I am sticking my nose in the dirt. This is my wife's car, so I don't necessarily know where there's money. I am digging all around. I find $2.26.
All right. There you go.
Which I assume is probably about the price of baby powder.
It's close to it, I think.
Please. Walmart, please don't have just one big stupid size that costs $3.99. Mm-hmm. I need like a travel size. This is $2, man. This got to be $2. And as I'm walking in, I'm thinking to myself, if I don't have enough, if I'm short Do I start begging? Do I do that thing that people do where they come up to you at the gas station and go, hey, man, I ran out of gas around the corner. I just need $1 for gas. You know, that kind
of
thing.
If you need a quarter, you turn to the person behind you like, I'm sorry.
Like, look, my butt is chafed. I need this powder. Yes. You got a nickel? I need a nickel.
You have to explain your situation.
And I am, I'm, you know, trying to, you know, do this sort of don't move your legs walk as I'm going through the store. And I finally find the baby powder, and it is $2.09.
Ooh, okay.
Now I'm trying to do fifth grade math going,
Taxes.
Yep. And, oh, good God, am I going to have enough? And I get up, and it was $2.21.
So you barely made it.
I put it down, and I just, man, it was, you want to talk about making it rain in the club? I was making it rain. With powder. Yeah. I was just, woo!
So why is that man sweating over there holding baby powder?
Man, I felt so good. I sat there in the car and just applied.
Look at you.
I did. Man, it was so close. I was so nervous.
I bet.
But I didn't have that wallet. I thought life was over. I really did.
I would have felt terrible.
But this is it. I'm going to lay down in this. I'm going to have to start.
That was the end of it.
Singing and dancing, trying to make some money. Hello, my baby. Uh-huh. Hello, my honey.
Was that close?
It was that close, but I made it. We all made it.
Yeah.
It's Friday Eve. We're almost there to the end. And feel free to text in. Let us know what's on your mind. Let us know your money disaster story. Maybe forget the time you had to dig through your car. And why? And what happened? I know it happens to people. They order something at the drive-thru.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That sucks.
That's the worst.
I've had friends that have had to do, we call it the drive of shame. You get up to the front and you say, I am sorry, but just go ahead and cancel that order because I'm going to keep driving because I have no money. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
I pull out the line. I don't make it to the window. I pull out the line.
And then you ruin everything. Yeah, the chain of command is off for days because of you.
I still have my pride.
You should at least. No, you don't. You need to sit there and you need to experience the shame that you have done.
Shame.
Do the drive of shame.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
He's from Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's leaving gifts on your front doors.
A little present.
Yeah, a little present.
That's a nice guy.
I don't think majority of people really want him. Okay, so people have video footage of this guy dropping off old TV sets on the front porch. Like, just random. So these big old bulky TV sets.
Big, huge, heavy
ones.
Yes,
the big, heavy ones. Uh-huh. So for whatever reason, he's been walking to random neighborhoods and walking up to the front door and just setting the TVs down on the front porch.
And it's the same guy.
The same guy, because also the guy is in a jumpsuit with a TV set for a head. So he's wearing
how Marshmallow wears the Marshmallow head.
So he's dressed as a TV set.
So he's TV Mellow.
Yeah, and we still haven't called the guy.
Why are we need to catch him?
So Adrian Gardner, he's out of Virginia. He says that he has video footage of the dude just politely setting the TV set down.
No, he's like, I'm the retro TV bandit, you know, that sort of thing. And why we got to arrest him, Antoine? Because I tell you this much. Would you take kindly to if I was going around neighborhoods, your neighborhood, and I was leaving 25-pound bags of trash on your front step?
True.
Would you like that?
No, okay, I would not. True. But are you wearing a trash bag on your head?
Yes, of course I am.
Well, I'm a little more entertained by this
now. Because I'm trash mellow. That's me.
I know. Dressed as a TV set, you're like, oh, he's kind of funny.
I'm entertained now.
But he probably is just dropping off his trash, and he's like, oh, they can walk to the front.
How many TVs does he have?
He dropped off 60 so far.
I don't think that's his trash.
60?
60.
I am intrigued.
He's grabbing them from places or, you know, the dump, and then he's putting them around.
But why?
Exactly. Why? Because he thinks he's being funny. Second, he should be fairly easy to catch.
You would think.
He's the guy with the pickup truck full of old televisions. That's it.
Yeah, well, true.
You know when you see that viral, the photo that always goes viral and says, oh, yeah, this is from the Sitco down the street where the truck's got 700 tires packed up in the back?
Yeah,
it's that, but with TVs, okay? Just that's
it. Well, he's like, you can't prove it. I'm just driving around with TVs. I can't drive around with my TV.
And maybe it's not like a pickup truck. Maybe it's like he only does one TV at a time. So it's like in the back seat of his Corolla.
No, no. Somebody knows who this is. Everybody knows. Everybody knows everything now.
I know.
We know who this guy is. I got recognized in the airport in Chicago. Okay. Yeah. All I was doing was walking down with a sausage biscuit from McDonald's.
You're like Zach Jackson.
Exactly.
But yet we can't find this dude.
Right. I got one sausage biscuit. Much easier to conceal. Uh-huh. I was caught.
Yep.
But your face was out.
That's right.
His face. is on television.
So if I had my biscuit head on, if I was being biscuit melon,
they would have never figured it out.
No, they would not.
Snuck through.
Yeah.
And I mean, the picture is hilarious.
I looked up the pictures
it's
now.
It's hilarious of his face as a TV screen.
Yeah, he's just some YouTube doofus that's going around. Again, here's another police. I'm going to give you a little tip. Go find his YouTube channel because I guarantee you he has one.
Probably.
That's it. He's got a Twitter handle. There's something.
What he's doing, it takes effort to lift up one of those TV sets and just move it to someone's house.
He sounds like fun.
You want to get to know the dude.
I want to know his story.
It's either some goofball doing this for fun, or it is the worst CrossFit gym in the world, and this is their new exercise, is the TV
We're
carry.
Done with flipping tires.
Maybe there's money inside the television.
Did anyone check?
Maybe there's something inside the television.
Mr. Antoine, you have just added a wrinkle to this story.
Yes, it better be something.
There
even
you
if
go.
It's $5. Hey.
And what about that? If no one's been looking and they've been tossing these TVs out and they each have like $1,000 in them.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's an option.
All right. Because he's where? He's in Virginia.
Yeah, he's in Virginia. He's here.
Like here, Virginia or other Virginia?
Other Virginia.
Oh, no. Stupid other. It's
maybe
always
he's
other
traveling. Virginia. But maybe he's traveling around.
Right, well, in Rico County. Yeah.
TV Mellow, if you're listening, we're ready for your test. 3934 Electric Road in Roanoke, the K92 Broadcast Palace. Let's see what you got, yo. Many adventures over the last week. Some involving butts.
Mm-hmm.
Some involving men in windows. Making new friends with each other? Antoine apparently was making new friends.
And I don't know how you missed it, Zach. Y'all shared a room.
I know.
I didn't make any new friends.
I mean, you could have participated. You could have been part of the friendship.
Right. Guys, mm-hmm. nothing happened.
It's okay. I mean, I told you it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we learned that Antoine was talking about the things he likes to do in the windows of hotel rooms.
If I was staying in a hotel by myself, I may get out the shower and not.
And dance at the window. Dances at the window.
What's up, Chicago? What's up, Chicago?
It's okay.
No, that's not what I said.
You try to find someone else that's dancing too, so y'all can like have a, you know.
No, I did. No, I'm not having a dance off. A naked dance off. Yeah. No, yeah. I'm not.
It's okay. You do
with
that.
A strange man across a.
Yeah, no, that's what he does all the time.
There's no man. There's no man.
You wait for someone else to come to their window.
No, no, there's
the same floor.
No, there's no dancing.
So that's what happened to you while you were in the room by yourself.
No, you
do that more at night though, because you can really see.
No, there's no nighttime. No, there's no.
I'm pausing because I'm just enjoying how ruthless you are, Monica, destroying him. Like it's just he's saying no, it's not true, and you just keep plowing through.
I said it's okay, you know.
Yep, it's fine. Okay, let's continue with the torment.
Antoine
had a naked dancing buddy.
He sure did.
No, there's no buddies.
Pause. This is me piling on that. I'm like, cool. We're playing a game. We're messing with Antoine. Nice. Return.
Hey. Yeah.
Is it more than friends?
No, there was no friends. There was nothing happened.
Strangers in the night? Is
no,
that what we had?
No,
here?
There was no strangers. No night. No dancing. Uh-uh. There was none of that.
It's all right. It's a lot of fun.
No, there was no fun. No fun to be had by anybody.
Why are your legs so sore?
Yes.
From all that dancing?
No, it was from whirly ball.
Okay, all right.
Whirly ball, that's not even a real word. No one knows what you're talking about. Okay. Get out of here. I'm glad you had fun, so that's good. See,
you made a pen pal.
No, I did. That was not. What?
From the window. That's cool.
I hate you. I just got attacked. The floodgates opened.
It's okay. Yeah. You be you.
That's
you
right.
You be your best
I did
you.
Not... Mm-hmm. Make friends
live your best life.
By being naked.
If you have a peen pal, it is okay.
I did not have a peen pal.
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't. He doesn't have a name.
Oh, Gary.
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 Wait a minute. I said no name.
Gary Gordon.
How did you?
That's his name. Because I remember you saying Gordon. Yeah, Gary Gordon. That's cool.
I don't know where you live. I don't know the world that you reside, Monica, but it's a world of lies.
Tell him I said hi.
You know, speaking of Gary, because I feel like it's Antoine's new pal. I need to dig out the old Thang tune from way back in the day. Remember Gary?
Oh, Gary!
Gary the online drink. Yes!
Oh, you guys know Gary. I don't know a Gary.
So you have a Gary.
This is the story of Antoine's love right here, because you're probably still in contact with him on the internet, so it's your secret internet love.
How about it?
This is from the vaults right here, man. This is an old Thang tune, you know, Teenage Dream, the Katy Perry song. But we have Online Dream right here with Gary, Antoine's buddy.
You think you're talking to some sexy chick, but my name's Gary.
It's Gary.
I kinda get off on this, hanging on Craigslist, and then my pants come down.
Oh.
In the window.
Down.
Hey, Antoine.
Yeah.
Hey.
You've never met me. It's all a lie, but things are hot and heavy. We chat all the time now when it's February. Gary's your Valentine.
Online.
Let's go all the way tonight. No cameras, just chat. 'Cause if I show my face to you, you and I will be done forever. You and me, we are living an online dream.
Antoine.
The way you think I'm a girl is neat, but the truth is I don't have a rack, just a hairy back. But my heart jumps when you chat with me, just one touch, and maybe you'll believe. Here's the deal: once you go Gary, you'll never go back. No, never go back. Gonna make your heart start to dance in my old sweatpants. I'm your online dream tonight.
Antoine had sweatpants.
Think I'll put my hands on me while I stare at the screen. It's your online dream tonight.
Oh, the love.
No.
That's the spot.
Feeling the love.
Hey, baby, you horny?
Antoine and Gary.
I'm going to walk out.
I told you, pen pals, that's cool.
I'm done with you guys.
Does a blind date ever work?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I would think so.
No, no, only blind people who go on dates. That works.
Uh-huh.
But this blind date concept, terrible idea. Especially if you have no say in the situation whatsoever. That's where things are going truly sideways.
But isn't that a blind date where you don't have any say-so?
Pretty
like when you haven't chatted beforehand or anything?
So is it always that you've been fixed up by somebody you know?
I think so. Yeah.
It's a blind date.
Ugh. Anything else is just a first date. Mm-hmm. This is a blind date where you know nothing.
Why do we get all fascinated with that as people where we decide, look at our pathetic single friend over there. Let's try to fix them. Let's fix them up with somebody.
We want to help them find love.
It
is what they wanted.
Only worked one time.
One
in
time.
The history of mankind, and it was when I introduced my friend Nate to my friend Chrissy, and they got married. I did
so
it one
works.
Time.
So it works.
So you're saying that it works.
I am better at this than the rest of you.
Oh,
that's
but
what
no,
I'm saying.
No, no,
go.
No.
Yes,
you're saying
yes,
that
yes.
it works. That it, there's
one,
a chance.
Because I've only ever done it one time in my life because I don't believe in fixing people up.
Uh-huh.
And unless it is an extreme situation. And I felt that that was an extreme situation that I felt legitimately like, yes, this is the real deal right here. This should happen.
Uh-huh.
Not, oh my God, you're so great. You need to meet somebody. And then I got my other
friend. Why do you guys sound like that? Like the guy?
Because this was your, this is the way you think. I don't know. It's just fun to talk like this.
Oh, no.
And then it's, well, and then we know Larry, and Larry's single, too.
Oh.
You each like television, so let's fix you up.
You hear that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some shady stuff
The blind date that you set up.
Yes.
Without going into too much detail, mm-hmm. What was the big thing? Why did you set them up then?
Nate was my next door neighbor.
Okay.
And I very much enjoyed Nate as a human being.
All right.
And Chrissy was a friend of my wife's, but I was friends with her, too. And I thought to myself, I said, This woman is great. If I was single, I would go out with this woman.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I like her. I think she is highly dateable. I believe if I was a chick, I'd go out with him.
Put them together.
I feel like this is a match here. Let's see what happens.
And it worked. Yeah. And they're a great couple.
Hey, so that's it. So that's the one success story. The rest of you stop. There are no other success stories.
I think there are.
No,
I definitely think there are.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in this story? Because we don't know how this is going to end. Yesterday, this was exposed in Dirty Little Secrets right here on the show. And this woman, she is, not only is she setting her friend up, she is setting her friend up because this is what's happening.
My best friend and I are supposed to have dinner on Thursday night.
Okay.
But I am not actually going to meet her for dinner. It's a blind date.
Ooh. Oh, you're setting her up.
Yes.
Literally.
Okay.
So many ways.
Yeah.
So you have taken it upon yourself to arrange this meeting. She thinks she's having dinner with you.
Right.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't like it. That's it.
I don't like it. That's it.
The end.
As the authority, as the person who has the 100% success rate, I don't like it, man.
I like it.
I don't know.
So
she knows her friend, and she knows this guy because he is close, you know, best friends with a brother. So I think she knows the personalities.
Yes, I know both of these people, so I'm going to make them be together. Again, we're going back to that.
No.
She's not going to make them. What she's doing is she's introducing them. She's putting him in a situation to where they could get along. They could find some commonality.
And just so everybody knows, this is supposed to happen tonight. This girl thinks she's going to dinner with her friend.
Yes.
She's going to show up and then, you know, Neil is going to be sitting there going, hey, baby. Because he knows.
Why does Neil have to talk like that? Why does it say, hey, baby? Why can't he be more charming than that?
Because it's going to be so awkward. It's impossible for that guy to be charming in this situation.
What?
Because no matter what he says, it's going to sound weird. Because if he says, hey, how are you? Weird.
Yeah.
Hi, nice to meet you, dorky.
What if he
I think that's dorky.
What if he starts with, man, I can't believe not Opal did this. Like, what if he starts with that? And then that's going to give her friend an opportunity to respond.
Just say hi. What happened to just saying hi? Just start.
It went out of fashion. Fever or something. Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Yeah.
That's a very boring response from you, Monica. I'm very surprised
that you
said that.
That's what you have to start for that date. The date is very... different.
I think it starts with a conversation of, I can't believe we're in this situation.
Or is it, has anyone seen where I parked my yacht? Is that what we need to do here?
Oh, correct.
That works.
I don't think it's going to work. You try to prove me wrong that some blind date somewhere in this bamboozle situation actually worked. You can text into 52353 if you want. All I know is, above all else, one, I'm perfect at this. And two, I demand an update from that situation. I want it on Monday. Tomorrow, the wounds will probably still be too raw. And I don't know. I can't be promised anything.
Zach's going to be going on dinners all day today.
That's what's
going to
happen.
Showing up at restaurants just looking for
looking around. I really want to talk to this chick who's going to get bamboozled because she don't even know yet.
Right. No.
So it's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to try to call him like, hey, so you have a surprise tonight. Would you like to talk about it tomorrow? And she's not going to have any idea. Yeah. So I feel like we can figure this out on Monday. I don't think it's going to work.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed that it will. Or something.
See what happens.
Something good will
come. Be interesting. That's all I ask. Yeah. So we shall see.
You're listening to the K92 Morning Thang, where people match wits in the arena of fate. This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false for the screw and you. Let's meet our contestants. We say good morning first to Sabrina. Hang on. There we go. Hi, Sabrina.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Sabrina, have you ever successfully set two people up on sort of like a blind date thing?
I have not. See, I'm not good at that.
No, because nobody is. It's okay. You know what? And I think it is important that Sabrina is, she is smart because she realizes this is not a thing humans should do. And
that's not what I'm saying.
It's just not for her. It's not her thing.
She's evolved, refined, very smart individual.
It's not for her.
And it's not for anybody, so that's good. Let's see. Ricky is here. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning.
What about you? Blind date. You ever successfully set two people up on one?
Nah, never tried to.
Right.
He never tried.
Because he's also smart, he knows that it's not worth trying.
He's like, I don't feel like that. I'm not going to try
people
that.
People should not do it. If you want to anonymously meet people, you go to Craigslist on your own. You figure it out. Okay, Sabrina versus Ricky. Sabrina, would you like to go first or second in the game today?
Let me go first.
Okay, first for you, Ricky, you will go second. Here's the deal. Fact or bullcrap is three rounds. I'll give you a statement, and you tell me if it is fact or bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, you will lose a point. You also have one screw in play if you want to make your opponent answer your question instead. Here, let's do this.
Round one.
Sabrina, your question in round one, fact or bullcrap. Sabrina, the average person gains 36 pounds during a long-term relationship now. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Sabrina?
I'm going to say bullcrap.
Oh, facts.
That means you're wrong.
I can see that.
36
Everyone's
pounds.
About food, good food, and everything else. Yeah,
36.
You start gaining.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. But you see each other, you know, every day.
That's
you
a
don't
bunch
see
of
it.
Dudes gaining 70 that are dragging this average down, too. Because, man, 36 pounds. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, Ricky, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Ricky. When Disneyland opened in 1955, the Tomorrowland area was designed to look like the futuristic year of 2019. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Ricky.
Fact.
That means you're wrong.
It was the hot hip happened in 1986, right there in 1986. Tomorrowland. Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, it was 30 years in the future at that point. But it was. It was all supposed to be flying cars and robot houses and life on the moon and every other thing.
All right, Sabrina and Ricky, you're tied. Minus one.
Round two.
Sabrina, your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap, Sabrina. A bee only needs 2 tablespoons of honey to have enough energy to fly all the way around the world. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Sabrina?
Let's say fact.
Let's say fact. Let's say right.
Correct.
That's cool. Only if we could just, you know, do that.
Yeah.
A tablespoon of coffee.
Oh, my God.
And we just run.
You just work all day. There you go.
Run a marathon or something like that.
All I need is a tablespoon. Come on, guys.
That would be spectacular.
Tablespoon of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no.
Well, you know, there is.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't necessarily. There are substances available that will do this for you. Your heart blows out of your chest. That's the only problem. I know. You know, it doesn't say in this that the bee flies around the world and then drops dead, because that's probably the case. But anyway, Ricky, here's your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap, Ricky. Every single movie in the top 10 grossing movies of all time in the United States are part of a movie franchise or sequel. Fact, bullcrap, or screw Ricky?
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is?
Correct.
There is one.
One.
One. Antoine, you're a movie nerd. Do you know what that one is?
I do not.
I'm giving you a visual clue. I'm sticking my arms out.
Titanic.
Yes, Titanic, because I'm the king of the world. That is the only one. The only one that doesn't have a sequel, isn't part of a franchise, is Titanic.
Sabrina, Ricky, still tied 0-0.
Round three.
Third and final round. Both of you still have the screw in play. You want to make the other one answer your question instead? Sabrina, here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Sabrina. The Volkswagen company sells more sausages in Germany than they do cars. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Sabrina?
Let's go fact.
Let's go fact. Let's go.
Correct.
How about it?
Huh?
How about that?
Yeah, I guess they make sausages there for some reason.
Must be pretty good.
It's like, can you imagine? Like, let's go to Berglund and get their sausages.
Yeah. Well, they're good.
Maybe
they're
a
good.
Car, too. All right, Ricky, here's the deal. You got to get the point on this to send it to the tiebreaker. If you lose, game is over. You can also screw Sabrina if you want. Fact or bullcrap, Ricky. Almost every hamster in the world right now is descended from two hamsters in the country of Syria from the 1930s. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Ricky?
Screw.
Sabrina, get it right. You win. Get it wrong. We go to tiebreaker. What do you say?
I say fact.
Is...
Correct.
Yep, that is correct. Huh. Two gross hamsters from the 30s.
And who traced that back?
I don't know. Some scientists.
Who took the time to trace that back?
Those two hamsters are the Adam and Eve of hamsters.
They are. Of gross hamsters on a wheel. And I guess every hamster is from that same. They were brother and sister, too. So it's just.
Yeah.
But of course, then the question, like, where do they come from? Like,
I know. Yeah. Good question.
What are the other hamsters? Because hamsters, it's kind of easy to. I just see that.
I know.
It was on the internet. I have no idea.
Yeah, how do we prove that?
How do we prove
that? Was it like a guinea
that?
Pig mated with a rat?
I don't know. And it's one of those ones where it's, you think to yourself, well, how am I going to prove this wrong?
I don't know.
You
know?
There's really no way.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
Yep. See, there are no successful blind date fix-up stories other than my one.
I disagree.
They're out there.
No, they're not.
I disagree.
They're out there.
Even the people that texted in to 52353 that said they had a success story, they're not.
I disagree with you.
I mean, look, here's this person introduced their sister-in-law to their best friend.
Okay. Yep.
And now they're together.
Right.
And neither of them are friends with that person anymore.
But...
Okay, so that didn't really work.
No, it did work.
Somebody got dumped.
You're not setting them up to be friends with you. You're setting them up so they could be in a relationship together.
You know what? But that was because she knew too much about both. So they were like, okay, we got to.
But that's not the point of a blind date is to make everybody friends, is to put two people together.
I don't think there's ever been
technically worked out.
I don't think there's ever been a situation where someone has said, you know what, let me fix you two guys up so we can never talk again. I don't think they would have considered that
success. Well, I think she was in their relationship a little too much.
The only way that's considered unsuccessful is that the person that set them up is selfish.
Just know that you are 0 for 1. Here's
another
one.
No, I'm not. It's 2-1.
I set some friends up in the 9th grade. They remained together all through high school.
All right.
Got married 6 months after graduation.
Okay.
Two beautiful children. And then got divorced 7 years later. See? Again.
It does. How many relationships end in divorce?
I mean, Alicia says, even though it did not last, it was a good relationship. But yeah, everything's
so
fun until it's
so
not.
That counts.
That's a success, too.
Yeah,
nope.
It did.
There
they
we go.
Two kids.
It ended in failure.
Zach, it's 2-1 right now. You're
failure.
Outvoted.
They still had two beautiful children. She said it was a good thing.
Let me tell you right now, when you say 2-1, you know what I say to you?
What's
two
that?
Wrongs don't make a right. So
if we're multiplying, it does. Negative, negative equals a positive.
Mm-hmm. No one asked for math.
Exactly.
I was back to school yesterday. Yeah. No one wants to hear this stuff, okay? Good Lord. Sorry. It never works out. I have the one time. That's it. We'll find out. This stealth blind date, this blindside date is really what it should be called, that is allegedly going down tonight. I demand an update by Monday from these people. I want to know what's going on because I don't see it. Bad mom or funny mom, you decide right now.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
back to school, whether you like it or not. Some people are already back.
Yeah.
Others going back Monday.
Yeah.
Salem goes back Thanksgiving, something like that.
Around
them. Basically. But this is a mom in Florida.
Okay.
Lisa Donato.
All right.
Dropped her kids off at school.
Uh-huh.
And then went on a solo adventure to Disney World all by herself.
Aw.
Because she lives a mile from Disney World is in Florida.
Okay.
Drops her kids off. And then goes on this whole adventure. She's got all sorts of pictures,
yeah.
Her hanging out with Snow White and the Frozen Ladies and all sorts of stuff. Funny mom or bad mom?
Her kids probably already haven't been there since she's, you know, that close.
Hilarious,
yeah.
Mom.
Okay. So it's all right.
Hilarious.
Because
so
I feel like there's going to be mom shamers on this one.
Oh,
going,
yeah,
there
how
will
dare
be.
You? You're
well,
supposed to
sure.
go home and cry or whatever.
You post
it is.
Something like that, you expect your people are going to say things like, you
yeah.
know, they're going to throw
no,
some
I
shade
love it,
and
though.
Hate.
Kids
no.
have had the whole summer of fun and excitement.
Yep.
Party's over, children.
Yeah.
It's time to go
she's
back.
She's having fun.
Yeah, so that was, right. She's been going viral. And she had a little pin that said, celebrating the first day of school.
Oh,
what a
it.
Great day to go to Disney World, by
I
the way.
Yeah.
Ain't a soul there. You get yep. the park to yourself. So.
Number two.
These kids today, they are resourceful. And this is how it's so hard to rip them away from technology. Did you see this girl who had her phone taken away?
Mm-mm.
And she couldn't tweet, which, you know, is the equivalent of death in
yeah.
this situation. And she decided, she learned that she could tweet on the Nintendo DS.
Ooh.
So she goes and she starts tweeting again because she has to tweet about Ariana Grande. That's really all she does on her
uh-huh.
Twitter. Okay, so then mom takes away the Nintendo DS. She still figures out how to tweet. How? The smart refrigerator.
That's
she was
funny.
Tweeting from the refrigerator. She
okay.
figured it out because now we have to have smart everything.
Got to check those mentions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people got to have like certain things even need to be connected to the internet. Do we really need a smart refrigerator? Do I need a refrigerator that tweets?
I was always wondering. And I want to see one in real life what a smart refrigerator actually does that my refrigerator doesn't.
I just want one that makes ice. That's to me, that's the
that's
smartest
it.
Thing it can do is make ice. But I know we're like that commercial now. Trash can, order pizza. I mean, that's what it is. So she did figure out how to tweet, and then she went away. So it sounds like she kind of got in trouble again.
Yeah.
But it's just trending.
Number one
trending. Could this be the end of? Oh my! I can't believe I don't even have this ready because this is very
sounds dramatic.
The end of
Taco Tuesday.
Did you know that somebody owns the rights to Taco Tuesday?
To that phrase?
Yes. And they've owned it for 30 years.
Wow.
Yes, it's a franchise called Taco John's. And Taco John's, they're mostly in the Midwest and Colorado, that area. They have 400 locations, though. And when they find out that you have some sort of
Taco Tuesday,
they do send you a cease and desist.
Wow.
Yes!
Wow. Mm.
Okay.
It's like if you have one at your restaurant, they're like, you got
to
stop.
Yeah, basically. Are they going to try to sue LeBron? I mean,
no.
He's kind of made this a thing for his brand every week.
He's from the Midwest, so it could be publicity for one of their locations.
Ohio's not really the. I mean, I guess it is.
I feel like technically.
I suppose.
By lines.
I've lived in Ohio. I don't remember seeing no Taco John's anywhere. But yeah, they are. They will send. They've sent them out to hundreds of different places.
Wow.
Now, I will say this. If you're someone listening who has some sort of Taco Tuesday love going on.
Taco Tuesday, we're for you. I'm blessed today that I found you.
The article that I have here also has a lawyer in it saying, yes, it is trademarked, but their rights to it are flimsy at best, is what they're saying. Because it's just become so popular
mm-hmm.
that it would be very hard to sue for Taco Tuesday.
Right.
I mean, just what? I'll put a taco in the taco slash Tuesday. There, we're done. Are we done here?
Put a hyphen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So if you do any sort of Taco Tuesday event, you better watch out because Taco John's is coming for you.
Mexican after Monday.
No, we're calling it Taco Tuesday. You know, we need to call it. Let's call it Taco Tuesday. Let's plan our own big event and let's tag Taco John's in it and say, come and find me. You know, let's dare them. Let's see what goes on. Let's
aggressive.
Check with the lawyer. We'll check with the lawyers first and then we'll see.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
This one comes from Bethany. Bethany says, first of all, thanks for all the smiles you guys bring to my commute every morning. Kids and I listen every day and we love it. So cool. Thank you for that. I'd love to do a birthday scam for my husband, John. He owns a small restaurant, which he loves, though he gets frustrated with all the city and state ordinances and all their nitpicky rules. Maybe you can come up with an idea to prank him with that. Easy. I can totally do that from personal experience because they do have too many rules. Love my thing. That is from Bethany. Here we go. With the K92 Morning Thang birthday scam, what about the tufted titmouse?
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to John, please?
Hi, this is John.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Creed Bratton, and I'm calling from the city's Natural Resources Department.
Okay.
I'm calling you because of some restrictions that we are going to need to put in place in the vicinity of your restaurant, and I wanted to inform you.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the deal, John. Part of our mission is to protect our natural resources and wildlife. And what we do is we do whatever we need to make sure that our city is a welcoming habitat for these creatures. Because as you know, many of them were here before we were.
I'm going to be honest, I'm not following you.
Okay,
I'm not following you at
all. Well, let me be more specific. Next to your restaurant's parking lot, there are some trees, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, our spotters have noticed that those trees have become a nesting and breeding space for the tufted titmouse.
The what?
The tufted titmouse. It's a bird?
Yeah, I'm still not following you.
You haven't seen the tufted titmouses in your parking lot. You must have seen those birds in your parking lot.
I mean, I guess I've seen birds. I don't really pay attention that much.
Okay, well, let me get to the point then. These birds are inhabiting those trees out by your parking lot, and not only that, they are using those trees as a habitat and breeding area.
Okay, so birds live in trees. Big deal, like, what's the point here?
Well, it is a big deal, John, because these particular birds in this particular area, they are not that common here. And our department has been placed in charge of making sure that the tufted titmouse is not disturbed and is allowed to flourish.
Okay, so I'll make sure I don't disturb your bird then. Thanks.
Well, there's a little more to it than that. You're welcome. I'm afraid we've designated your parking lot as a habitat area for these creatures, so you will not be able to park cars there during their breeding season, which does last for the next 6 weeks.
Wait a minute, what? That's my parking lot for my restaurant.
Yes, I understand, but it is also the breeding grounds for the tufted titmouse. Yes. They cannot be disturbed during their mating season, John. The noise of cars, not to mention the exhaust, which is very hard on their tiny little bird lungs. So there will be no cars allowed there.
No way. I can't close my parking lot.
Well, you don't have to close your parking lot. We are closing your parking lot because for the protection of the birds during this mating season, the city will restrict the use of vehicles in that area. Any cars found there will be ticketed and towed. End of story.
All right, buddy. Like, you can't do that. It's private property. It's my property. You can't do that.
Not when it comes to the breeding area for the tufted titmouse. It becomes a public concern. And we're also going to have to ask you and your customers to be, discreet as you walk by these trees.
Be discreet?
Yes. These birds, they're mating in these nests, in those trees. So what we need is, as your customers are heading into your fine establishment, you are to give the birds privacy, and you cannot look at the nests when you walk by. Please look down.
What? No way. Like, I'm not going to close my parking lot, and there's no way I'm going to get everybody to look at the ground when they walk the lot to the restaurant.
John, look at this from the bird's point of view. That tree is their home. Yeah. They're mating up there. These tiny birds are making tiny bird love. Would you want people to watch you breed? Just look away.
This is insane. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I see. So you want to watch the birds reproduce? You have some sort of sick fetish?
No, that's not what I said at all.
I mean, I like to watch it myself, but I'm a professional. It's for work, though. That's why I got into this field.
Dude, you're nuts. I'm not going to close my parking lot. I'm not going to tell my customers they can't look up at trees when they walk into my restaurant.
But John, what about the tufted titmouse?
I don't care about the bird. There's no way you could do this to me. I'm serious. I'm calling my lawyer right now. Where are you calling from again?
Calling from K92, the radio station. Birthday scam regarding, you can tell them that, Zach Jackson. Hi. Hi, you're on a birthday scam right now from your wife, Bethany. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. You totally got me. I was about to call the cops and my lawyer.
I tell you what, though, as someone who has friends who have small businesses and restaurants, the amount of red tape and weird, wacky rules and laws you guys have to deal with, this probably isn't out of the question.
No, it's definitely one of the weirdest calls I got, but not the weirdest. You got me.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
The K92 Morning Thangs hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
You know what? Online dating used to be this weird new thing. Then it became the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm declaring it as the old weird way to do things now.
The old really? Weird
yes,
way.
Yes, you got to have the new way to do it. Hook up or hang up. That's how you do it. That's what I'm talking about. Let's say good morning to Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well. See, Kyle sounds like a nice young man.
He does.
Who doesn't want to do things the old and lame way. He wants to do them the new and awesome way.
All right.
In hook up or hang up. So good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys.
Are you prepared for this? Are you prepared for 60 seconds to your dating destiny? Because that's what's going to happen here.
Definitely.
Okay, so what's going to happen is we're going to give Kyle and somebody 60 seconds to just talk back and forth, see where the conversation goes, and then at the end they decide, yes, let's hook up, let's go ahead and go on a real date, there's chemistry mm-hmm. here, or if either one is not feeling it, they can just hang up. So as people are listening, Kyle, let's go ahead and introduce them to you and just tell us a little bit about Kyle.
All right. Well, I'm Kyle. I'm 24.
That is a correct answer. You are Kyle. Good job. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm 24 years old from Salem. Pretty normal guy. Just looking to find a decent woman. Not too picky. Open to anything pretty much. Doesn't really matter how old you are, although, I'd prefer someone who's not quite a grandma,
Okay.
But,
So no 80-year-olds.
Something unique about me. Hopefully you don't think this is too weird, but I like to keep my legs shaved, because I work in construction, and, I feel like I move a little faster with, no wind resistance on my legs.
All right.
And I kind of understand that. I do.
You do? Monica?
Swimmer shave their legs.
Yeah, but he's not a swimmer. He's on a construction site. But he's moving smooth,
he's
baby.
Moving. He's
like,
moving
I am going from job site to job site. How does that go over on the job site, by the way?
Well, maybe I get teased a little bit, but, I'm one of the fastest workers on the site.
He's like the Flash.
People can't hate when I get results, right?
Okay, so if Kyle sounds interesting to you and you would like to meet him and you like a man who's smooth like Spider-Man, that's exactly what we have right here. 540-774-9236. It's like he's timing himself while he's doing his job. 800-468-9236. Your 60 seconds to your dating destiny are next here on the K92 Morning Thang.
The K92 Morning Thangs hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
Kyle thinks he's smooth and he's fast, but you know what? Pew, pew, pew. We already have somebody for him. So look at that. Let's welcome back Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
We learned about Kyle. Seems like a nice dude, 24 years old, lives in Salem, and shaves his legs because, in your admission, less wind resistance.
Exactly.
Is it just the legs or is it... I don't know. Does he shave his arms and his chest?
Science.
That's what I'm asking.
You just want to know.
I don't know.
Maybe you want to start shaving.
Nope. Oh. Just asking.
No, just the legs.
Okay, just the legs. Okay.
It's for the walking.
Interesting. Walk. Because I feel like if you're doing the legs, you're all in.
But it's a lot of shaving, probably.
Yeah, I know. Man, I hate shaving.
A lot of razors.
See, it's not even so much the body hair thing for me as much as it is the effort. I could never be like Antoine. Antoine has a shaved head, and you have to razor blade your head pretty much every day, right?
Every 2 days.
Agony. That is agony for me. I go back and forth with beards just because I don't want to shave. I shave once every couple of weeks and grow the beard out, not because I even think it looks that great. It's just because I don't feel like shaving. But Kyle, he put that out there, and we have found you a Teresa. So good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
All right. You've heard Kyle. Everything sounds interesting to you, and you are prepared to have 60 seconds to maybe a real relationship.
I am very interested in 60 seconds.
Okay.
Ooh.
Here we go. She's very interested.
I like it.
So we'll get right into it. Kyle, you get 60 seconds. You get to start because you're the one who called in, and y'all can go back and forth, and then at the end I'll count it down, and we'll see if y'all are going to hook up or hang up. Kyle, my friend, go ahead and take it away. Your 60 seconds starts right now.
Hey, so Teresa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
A little nervous.
That's okay. Let me use your mind. I'm going to start. I'm Teresa. I am a mom of two. I'm 43. I'm not afraid to do anything. I'm really open to anything. I've actually dated younger guys before, and I really enjoy it because, you know, I'm actually at a point where I'm not looking for any kind of a commitment in my life. So that's about me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. I can appreciate your honesty. You know what you want, and, you know, that sounds pretty sexy. So what do you look like?
Oh, no. You go first. What do you look like?
Okay. Well, I'm tall, kind of dressed like a country boy, I guess you'd say. Usually rock dirty boots with
smooth legs. That's what we know. Your 60 seconds is up. We knew that already, though. So now we know what's on the outside heading in. Now, all right, your 60 seconds is up. So it's an interesting conversation. And, you know, certainly two people at different points in their lives, but that doesn't mean anything. So let's count it down and let's see where we go from here. If you guys want to go out on a real date, just stay on the phone. If not, hang up and we will go from there. So we will count it down in 3, 2, 1. Now, I'm thinking Teresa's still here. Teresa, you still here?
I am present. I'm raising my hand, Zach. I'm still here.
And let's check. Kyle!
I'm here for sure.
For sure. There we go. All right. Very nice.
Ooh.
So, Teresa, 43. Kyle, 24.
They both sound like they're okay with it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle, I guess walk me through on your side, Kyle, because I can tell Teresa, very comfortable in who she is, and she knew the whole situation. Kyle didn't necessarily know this, but did say he was open to all sorts of age ranges. So what are you thinking, Kyle?
You know, I don't think I've, I haven't dated anyone, you know, quite that old before, to be quite honest, but, you know.
Well, as a 43-year-old, let me just say thanks for making us sound like we're We can show you whippersnappers a thing or two, right, Teresa?
This is true. I've showed a few before, so it would be the first.
Yeah, well, I know I've got a lot to learn. I'm only 24.
I like that. Okay. And as we learned, very smooth and not a whole lot of wind resistance as well from the leg. Now, Teresa, do you shave your legs?
I do shave my legs.
Well, we have a smooth couple.
Very smooth.
There we go. It'd be like crickets rubbing their legs together. All right. Well, you guys will go out on a date, and let's see where it goes from there. That sound like a good idea?
I'd love that.
That's great.
Very nice.
All right.
Teresa's...
she's on the ball. She's on
a charmer. She's on it. Yeah, she knows what she wants. Kyle's like, okay.
Yeah. What did you say? Yep. Yes.
All right. Definitely keep us posted, guys. We do appreciate you coming on with us.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hook up or hang up. Hook up or hang up. Hook up. Hook up or hang up.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
Tell you, I think Smooth Kyle's going to be in for a little bit of an adventure.
Whoa.
But on the bright side,
right,
he will have solid, like a lack of wind resistance in
something. He's going to be smooth.
Yes.
You better watch out, though. He might slide right off a bed somewhere.
Good gosh. I better calm down.
Silk sheets.
It happens. We've had those stories before. Next thing you know, you hit your head on a lamp and you're on the ground.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Teresa's going to show him a thing
or two.
Good
gosh.
My goodness. That is, wow. So if you'd like to be part of hook up or hang up in the future, you never know what's going to happen. Fun relationships coming together. So hit us up and let us know. We have a brand new game on the way. We're going to test it out. It means we could play it once and never again.
Yeah.
Or we could play it hundreds of times. Who
knows?
How
it goes.
So it's going to be me and Monica, and we're going to team up with you. We're going to work together in Craigslist Price is Right. Antoine will be the host. And he'll explain everything, so that is on the way. And we're doing tickets to Monica's event that's going down.
Yes, Bubbly Banter Live this Saturday. It's a live show at the park. Mm-hmm. That's on Campbell Ave here in Roanoke.
Yep. And so what's going to go down is it's going to be a live version of Monica's show that she does called Bubbly Banter.
Bubbly Banter.
They pop the champagne. She's the host. She's in charge.
Yeah, we cover all kinds of topics. We talk about everything. Yep. It's just across the board. So it's just a good time.
It's going to be
dress
wild.
Up. And, yeah.
It's
yeah.
going to be
I am.
Like when you if you're in for a good party, a wild party, just, you know.
Yep. When you put together fun Teresa and smooth Kyle, that's what this is
going
to be like.
We have tickets.
They're going to be sliding all over the place. Monica Brooks, you have been outed. You've officially been outed. You've outed the whole show. This scandal has been exposed now.
What's that?
Well, because you said the park's on Campbell.
I know, and I caught
not.
Myself. Yes. Well, you caught me, and also a friend texted me. Brandon, who is also part of Bubbly Banter, and Alex Mills.
It's actually on Salem.
It's on Salem Ave. And I'm like,
we've been exposed. After all these years, we've managed to pull the wool over your eyes. This show is actually broadcasted out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I know. Shoot.
Yep. We're a syndicated national show.
Yeah.
And we've
now
been
y'all
exposed.
Know. Yep. Now you know.
We're like, hello, people.
You don't know now, you know.
Roanoke and Lynchburg. Is this the Lynchburg with the Jack Daniels? Yep.
Yeah,
yep. We've been exposed.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer.
He's still around?
Yeah, he's still around, getting on my nerves. Because, you know, I mean, he loves his dogs. He loves his dogs.
He's the dog whisperer.
He loves them so much that they fly in private planes.
Oh, jeez.
All over the world, so his pups can pee all over the world.
Good
he
for
said
them.
That's one of their favorite things to do. So now they get to travel all over the world and pee on ground.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Dog whisperer, Cesar Millan.
Yeah.
Do you think his dogs are very well trained in public, or is it going to be, you know, someone has to deal with the fact that they're on this plane and the dogs are nuts and they pee all
like
over the place?
Kids sometimes where they're like, why are you misbehaving? I'm the dog whisperer. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So he's
kids, because it was all the rage right around the same time. It was sort of the we're going to rehab everything.
Uh-huh.
Where's Nanny Joe? Remember Nanny Joe?
Nanny Joe. She retired.
Did she?
I don't know.
Oh, is that like the British nanny or whatever?
Yeah.
Is that who that was?
Yeah,
I never watched it.
Cesar would come in and say, you stink at raising your dogs. Uh-huh. And then Nanny Joe would come in and say, you stink at raising your kids. And,
she went away. Just disappeared. They just play reruns now. I don't know. What happened to you?
I don't know. We had her on this show.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, she was in Minneapolis, which is where we're based out of.
Uh-huh.
We're a Minnesota show. We were at a Twins game. It was amazing. Professional sports teams in Minnesota. Go, Monica.
They have
I just
the
said
Hornets.
One. The you Hornets, did? No.
You just said one.
I did.
You did.
Lizzo
says one.
And it's
Vikings.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
And what the and?
And they
I
have the bees.
I just said it.
Two kids born at the same time.
The twins.
The twins, yep.
There you go.
She's a pro sport.
See, I know them all.
Yes,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Got
all
it
right.
done.
Well, I do know that Liam Hemsworth, he is going through it because people are just following him around trying to see how sad he is every day.
Yeah.
Oh, because, you know, because
he's
separated.
Why is he going to be the one that's sad?
Oh, well, I say that he's the one that's sad because people speculate that Miley Cyrus was cheating on him.
Yeah.
And that's what drove them apart. Also, the fact that he was partying so much. So he's partying, but at the same time, she has her side piece.
This is the point where both sides, the gossip starts leaking out from both sides of why it was the other one's fault. So, you know, everyone's saying.
Who do you believe? But he seems to be the one that's out there looking sad. So they, you know, I don't know.
I just always thought they were a weird match. They seem like an odd match. Miley is just, she's got that whole polyamorous thing going on, which I think is fine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I never felt like she was someone that could really be emotionally tied down to a husband.
Well, opposites attract.
Hey, I feel like they balanced each other out.
Well, they did not, actually. You would be incorrect.
I don't know.
I feel
like they're going to come back together.
They are not.
They've been together for 37 years.
She's still really young.
Together.
I think they're going to come. Yeah, they're going to bring it back together.
She's
somehow.
Not really young. She's like 30 now.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying not you're saying, old. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I think they could pull it together.
They're,
no, it ain't gonna happen. Monica Brooks, guess what?
What?
Come on down! You're the first contestant on Craigslist. Price is Right.
All
right. Yep, me and Monica, we're gonna be your teammates.
Yep.
And Antoine, you're going to be the host of Craigslist Price is Right. What is what's the first item that's on there as we get ready
the
to play?
The first item is 10 Disney VHS movies.
Okay. 10 Disney tapes.
Yes.
Let's meet our first contestant, Ed. Come on down, Ed.
Hey.
Hey, hello.
All right, Ed, would you like to team up with me, Zach, or Miss Monica today in the Craigslist Price is Right?
Oh, Zach, please.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
He says,
all right.
Please.
Zach,
manners. I like it.
I like it. Okay. So it's me and Ed. And that means, you know, I feel like I should give her the whole pomp and circumstance and everything. So let's do it. No, not that. Actually, I screwed it up. Oh, my God.
Well,
all right.
Well, daggone.
If nothing else, you can tell that this show is live because I'm trying to figure out where do my there's my come on down. Okay, let's try it again. Hey, Katie. Katie.
Hi.
Katie, come on down. You're the next contestant on Craigslist. Price is Right. It's the first time we're playing this, so I don't know what the heck we're doing
around
here.
We're figuring it out.
Katie, it's going to be you and Monica, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so you guys will be teamed up.
Yes.
We're all going to be on the same item, We're just trying to figure out how much we think it's being at. What's the asking price on Craigslist? We'll lock in with our answers. Closest will win the round. It might be best of three. It might be best of five, depending on how fast this goes.
I have enough items for however many you guys want to
do. Cool. So me and Ed are going to go first as we look at our first showcase item here.
Yes.
Go ahead, Antoine.
So Ed and Zach, the first item, and Katie and Monica, make sure you guys are listening. Uh-huh. The first item is 10 Disney VHS movies, including The Lion King.
Okay.
That's just one of them.
So The Lion King is in there, and it's 10 movies.
It's 10.
But it's VHS.
It's VHS, and it's a singular price for all 10.
Okay.
New? I mean, have they been, like, you know?
New? What are they?
They're used.
Okay. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely used. Do they work? Does it say that?
Yes.
Okay. So they work. All right, Ed, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking $10.
$10. $10 videos. Oh, I think it's more than that because The Lion King's in there.
We're looking at $1 a movie so far.
I feel like they're asking $20 for it. That's my thought.
$20?
I'm talking to
that's
Ed.
Embarrassing. Look, I jumped in there. I'm like,
don't listen to. I am talking to Ed right now.
Yeah.
So
this
you know what?
Out of body experience.
Let's go ahead. Let's. Why don't we say $16? Because then that gives that they have to really try to figure out what they're doing here.
This sounds good. I'll okay. that.
We have locked in with $16.
$16.
$16.
Yes. All right, Katie and Monica.
Okay, Katie, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking 20.
20? Because, okay, I'm thinking 10 of them, about $1.50 a piece.
You should have put out a calculator.
All right, so I think 15.
You think 15? Well, we said 60.
Yeah,
so
you said 60.
You're
going
to undercut us by one, is that what this is here? I see how this is going to be, Monica.
I mean, Katie, what do you feel? Are you on board for that?
Yeah, 15 sounds 15? Good.
Okay, so they're going with $15. Antoine, our guess is $16. Go ahead and let us know the actual retail price of this item.
The actual retail price,
or the according to price, Craigslist,
for 10 Disney VHS movies is $25.
Yes! $25.
Zach and Ed were the closest.
I told you. Because at $20, you think, well, it's just $2 a video. And then you try to bump it up a little bit. And it's got mine. I know. Yeah.
I know. It's Disney, the vault.
I know it's
that.
Disney, but it's like, okay. All right.
That's one for me and Ed. Dang.
Monica, you should listen to your partner.
I know. I'm going to listen for the next one.
Yep. Katie, you were talked out of it because Monica so flippantly attacked me. I said $20. I might as well have said $4 million.
I know.
All right, Katie, you and Monica will go first this time. Antoine, item number two. Go for it.
All right. Item number two. Katie and Monica, first bid. It's a musical instrument.
Oh.
A used Yamaha trumpet.
A trumpet.
A
used
Yamaha
trumpet. Okay, I'm kind of thinking about what the trumpet would be. And that used trumpet.
Somebody else had their mouth all over it. You can consult with Katie. Maybe she has trumpet experience.
Yes, Katie. Yeah, and I mean, probably a little rust on it.
Well, they're expensive. So I think 75, 100 maybe.
Okay. What are you feeling? You think 100?
75 conservatively.
75? Okay. 75.
All right. A conservative 75 from Katie and Monica.
Okay. Ed, what are you thinking? $75 is the current bid.
I'm thinking 80.
Think $80. I think it's gonna be more than that.
For that spit rocket.
Yeah. I played the spit rocket.
I know you did. Yeah.
And Katie is right. Those musical instruments are ridiculous.
Very. Yeah.
So me and Ed are gonna lock in with $80. $80.
All right. Zach and Ed. Uh-huh. 80. Katie and Monica, a conservative 75.
Mm-hmm.
The asking price on Craigslist for a Yamaha trumpet is $100.
Oh, there we go.
Katie said $100.
Katie did. She would have gotten a reach into Antoine's pocket for the bonus. And she screwed it up.
Spot on.
Yeah. Yep. But it was good.
Katie, what we're learning so far in this game is don't listen to your partner. She's screwing you over.
What I asked. Yeah. She's on point, so she knows.
Let's just keep playing.
One more round.
Right. What else are we going to do? Come on. What
okay,
else you got?
Jump right into it. All right. Mm-hmm. Ed and Zach.
Uh huh.
A ventriloquist. Howdy Doody doll.
Oh, come on. Howdy
How
Doody.
How much for a ventriloquist Howdy Doody doll?
And this is a legit Howdy Doody doll.
Yep.
Okay, so it's not Larry Doody or
anything
like that.
Howdy Doody. Doody.
Who, by the way, is on WLNI, and I love me some Larry Doody. He has been a market legend in Roanoke forever. Okay. Ed, what does one pay for a ventriloquist dummy?
For a puppet.
For a puppet.
Oh, me, nothing, but $50.
$50? It's a Howdy Doody. I think it's more.
You
I
think
feel
it's
like,
more?
I think this is like a
Monica.
Monica.
Oh, okay. I need
I
to stop talking.
Yeah, Monica, we are talking right now. You be quiet. I think it's like double that. I feel like it's $110. That's
yeah, I'm lowballing today for some reason. Yeah, I'm thinking you might be right.
Okay. We are going to go with $114. Final answer.
All right, $114.
$114.
Katie and Monica.
Okay, Katie, you get Monica's feeling. She thinks it's a piece of trash.
Well, I mean, it's a puppy.
I think can we bid over by a dollar and do $115, Price is Right rules?
I like
you,
it.
You definitely
like
can.
It.
If y'all that's
can
your
be,
bid.
You can be jerks if that's what you want to do.
I'm not jerks. We're just playing a game.
That is true.
All right.
All right, so they're going $115. Price is?
All right. So for a ventriloquist Howdy Doody doll, I would like to say that this is not brand spanking new, but it's very nice looking.
I should have asked that. It's going to be like $200.
The asking price on Craigslist is... $60.
Oh, look at that. Look who won. Me and Ed.
Look at
$60.
Oh, man.
It really was a stupid puppet. How about that?
It was. It was a very cheap puppet.
Oh, man.
It was a very cheap. And Ed started off with 50. I'm like, okay.
He was pretty much right in the neighborhood.
But you guys, up to that one, everybody had been under. Uh-huh. So and Katie had strategy with going over.
I talked Katie out of it in a good way, so that worked out well.
Oh, dang.
Ed, congratulations.
Oh,
Katie, thank you for joining us
but hang
as
on,
well.
Katie.
Yeah, hang on, Katie. Do you have enough room?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
we'll get you both in to Monica's party on Saturday
bubbly
night.
Banter.
It is your event. I mean, I'd like to think you could get somebody in.
Yeah, it's Bubbly Banter Live
and you
at
did
the park
screw her
on Salem
over,
Ave.
So it's only fair.
You did.
Katie was good. She was good. She knew.
Yeah, yes. See, and that actually, it makes sense now because it's not a collector's item. It's a new item.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sucky. It's not old.
It's a new sock. Okay.
We should have asked more. A new sock?
Yeah, the puppets. I mean.
A sock puppet?
Yeah.
Monica has a hatred of puppets.
I don't
You're
get
a
it.
Puppet racist is what.
What?
I got a puppist.
A puppist.
You're a puppist.
Oh, my God.
You're an anti-puppite.
What's the guy that won the puppet? The puppet man, the one that won America's Got Talent.
You just sound like a drunk woman talking.
You know
now,
what I'm talking
sorry.
About, right?
Nope, nobody does.
People pay to see him.
Don't. She put the boyfriend in charge of the two kids, then what?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Making us all look stupid, this guy. Three different headlines. We then rip a word out of the headlines, and you try to figure out what's missing. Man, so mom leaves boyfriend in charge of her two kids. He blanks. A. Accidentally dresses them in just underwear.
Oh. Hmm.
B. Accidentally takes them to the wrong daycare. Or C. Accidentally shaves their heads.
I think B.
I'm going underwear. Clothes are confusing.
Clothes?
Underwear?
Yeah, they are confusing. My underwear.
Just shorts, no shirt.
Your husband did that one too, didn't he? Sent Ava to school.
But she had on like her an outfit from when she was three.
Well, he dropped him off at the wrong daycare center. So.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
What a dodo! And insisted it was the right daycare center and just left.
What?
That was it. Left the kids.
And I just hope the mother's okay. I'm glad he did drop him off because we don't know what lies ahead. But one thing that we know for sure, when you're in Kingdom Care. This is where we care. So he brought him to the right place.
Yeah, Kingdom Care was the place he dropped him off. So, of course, they're using this as their own personal commercial. Hey, we'll take care of anybody's kids.
Yeah.
Their job is to take care of kids anyway. So
mom was
extras.
In the hospital for a medical procedure.
Okay.
4-year-old and a 2-year-old. Boyfriend just takes him to some daycare center. Said, this is the right one. They said, sir, this is wrong. He said, nuh-uh, it's the right one. See you. Bye.
These kids are staying.
Yeah. And then it took a while because the kids are only 4 and 2. So they had to figure out through the 4-year-old.
Who are you?
Who's your mom and where do you live?
Yeah.
Which they did manage to do, but it took a little bit of time. Everybody's fine.
Good.
He's an idiot. That's and I you know what? I have no word if they are still together. So who knows? All right. Next one. Scientists have made vodka out of blank. A. Sweat. B. Tide Pods. Be very popular with the kids. C. Radioactive Chernobyl water.
I'm going sweat.
I'm going sweat. Everybody's saying sweat. Well,
that means you're wrong. God.
Say hello to Atomic, the vodka made out of radioactive Chernobyl water.
Delish.
And grains from the area as well.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on this too. So this is stuff, grain and water from the infamous Chernobyl exclusion zone. This is an area where if you've watched the HBO documentary or docuseries, whatever you want to call it, I mean, we almost had a world meltdown And this area is, no one can live there probably for hundreds of years. Yeah. It's something ridiculous like that. Scientists say that the impurities are taken out during the distilling process. Though I will point out, none of them have drank it yet.
They're waiting. They need a tester.
But they do say, none of the radioactivity is in there, and this may be a way to get some use out of this land and whatever, and it'll be cool.
They tried it.
Yeah.
No.
Can't be
go
any
on
worse.
To another project.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Really isn't worse than Four Loko, which I think came out of Chernobyl water anyway, and they didn't even bother with that one. Last story. Here we go. Uber, last year, spent $200,000 on blank. They had their financial report come out. They lost $5 billion last quarter, and that's somehow a very successful business in the world. I don't know how their CEO gets paid, but apparently they also spent $200,000 on A, balloons for employees, B, singing telegrams, or C, cat outfits.
Let's just go C. I'm
going balloons for employees.
Balloons for employees, Antoine.
Correct.
You are correct. Because they do Uberversaries when it's your anniversary at work. I know. And everybody got some big stupid helium balloon until they realized we're paying $200,000 a year in balloons.
Yeah.
So now you get a sticker. Voted, I guess. And it's your Uberversary.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Could it be a scratch and sniff sticker at least?
What does it smell like?
New car smell.
Okay.
It smells like Gary.
Smells like Gary. No. As long as it doesn't smell like the one Uber fart car that rolls around the Roanoke area, just don't smell like that,
no.
Uber. All the other ones have been fine, but that one, no thank you.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.